AI over humans, Jack Dorsey and Elon Musk want to delete intellectual property laws. By Alana Mastrangelo on April 14, 2025. Twitter co-founder and free speech failure Jack Dorsey took to X on Friday declaring, "Delete all IP law," to which Elon Musk replied, "I agree." Tech lords are eager to relax copyright and intellectual property laws in favor of AI system vacuuming up the work of humans. "Delete all IP law," Dorsey wrote in a Friday X post, sparking debate around intellectual property, patents, and copyright. "I agree," Musk replied. Others took to the comment section to debate the former Twitter CEO, with Robert F. Kennedy Jr.'s 2024 running mate Nicole Shanahan writing, "Actual IP professional here, no. IP law is the only thing separating human creations from AI creations. If you want to reform it, let's talk. Creativity is what currently separates us. And the current system is limiting that, and putting the payments disbursement into the hands of gatekeepers who aren't paying out fairly," Dorsey replied. Shanahan responded, "Clear Access App was designed to be the clearinghouse of IP in the age of AI. Low to no transaction cost, Coasean principles of moving rights in balance. Massive peer-to-peer licensing infrastructure with no middlemen, i.e. metered licensing. Sadly, in 2020, I got busy with finding out what caused my kids ASD and I sold the company. Otherwise I would have continued with the company," she added. "What motivation would there be to create if there were no way to monetize? This is straight out of the CCP playbook," another X user wrote, to which Dorsey replied, "Execution and speed matters more. Then find another way. You don't beat the CCP by becoming the CCP," the X user countered. "Said man who never created any art. How do you execute book with speed and how you monetize it? While somebody stole months of your work and put it on the net for free," another said in response to Dorsey. "Execution and speed only matter if you're playing fair," another chimed in. "China's whole strategy is to let others take the risk. Spend billions on R&D, then swoop in, copy the innovation, and outscale with cheap labor and massive subsidies. That's not innovation, it's exploitation. When you kill monetization through weak IP laws, you kill the incentive to create," the X user added. "Why would anyone build the next breakthrough if it's just going to be cloned by a state-backed giant who didn't take the risk? That's not a free market, that's the CCP playbook in action. Execution and speed are available to people who have more money. Instead of buying it from someone who would be ready to sell at a cost you want it for free," another commented. "If you are smart, which I don't have any doubt about, why not come up with a mechanism to share profits?" Another X user wrote, "I'd argue IP law protects the little guy meaningfully enough to justify the fact that it creates basically almighty big core. If an individual person couldn't protect rights to their invention and product, core would immediately recreate it and crush the little guy. Times have changed," Dorsey argued. "One person can build more faster. Speed and execution matter more." County Highway Editor-at-Large Walter Kern also opined, telling Dorsey, "You aren't a writer, so it's easy to call for legalized free plagiarism. This is a horrible take," Rumble CEO Chris Pavlovsky added. "Creators' IP must be protected. Big tech wants to steal content for AI purposes. Creators put huge effort and make livings off their works, and you just propose to destroy that world." While it remains unclear what inspired Dorsey's initial remark, it notably arrived amid artificial intelligence companies facing several lawsuits claiming they have violated copyright to train their AI models. Alana Mastrangelo is a reporter for Breitbart News. You can follow her on Facebook and X at @rmastrangelo, and on Instagram.